All right, that music tells us that it's Thursday, and Thursday means it's Thespian Day with our midday theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a new production of a new show called The King of Howard Street. It's by the Annex Theater. It's not only a new show, but it's in a new place. So we've got a brand new play and a brand new performance space, which is on Howard Street here in Baltimore. So tell us about it.
Well, a brand new play is a very appropriate way to open a brand new theater space, and this particular play was created specifically for this particular place. The place is La Mondo. It's in the 400 block of North Howard Street in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District.
West Side.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's actually, at this point, still an arts center in progress. It's not completed yet. It's been spearheaded by three Baltimore theater companies, EMP Collective, Psychic Readings, and Annex Theater, which is the theater that produced The King of Howard Street. This production is actually the second event in the space. It hosted a Micah grad show there last month. I said in progress because the building with the theater, which is 404 North Howard Street, is actually one of three buildings. The other two are just north of 404. One of three buildings that will eventually become part of La Mondo. So it's quite a visionary space that's being put together
here. Yeah, you got three groups, three buildings, and they're going to just sort of, you know,
turn it into one art space. Absolutely.
Of course,
absolutely.
And theater spaces around here have been springing up like weeds. I mean,
that's
great.
And theater companies. Companies.
That's great.
Yes. Yeah.
So how did King of Howard Street, this new show, how did this come about?
Well, this is actually a play that is about a group of homeless people who squatted in vacant buildings on Howard Street. And in this case, we have a found space that's really about a found writer. The writer is Anthony Williams, and he's a former homeless man turned homeless advocate. And he was there the night that I saw the play, which was quite exciting.
So he's a real person.
Oh, yes. Anthony Williams. As a squatter, he actually at one point lived in a building just about a block from where La Mondo is. He gave Annex Theater a play that he had handwritten in three notebooks, huge manuscript, and Annex company member Ren Pepitone further adapted this into a script. And on stage, the protagonist is named Anthony, and we see him writing in his notebooks. He's very diligent at this. In fact, the other characters talk to him about the play that he's writing.
You working on your play, Anthony?
Yep, and write a little bit each day. You know, that's what they say to do.
What's it about, anyway?
It's about us.
Don't nobody care about us.
We care about us.
You really think people gonna find us interesting?
Why not? We got a unique perspective. I mean, Anthony has got a unique perspective.
Yeah, he's black, broke, and homeless.
I like the acoustics in that space. That sounds awfully good. I haven't been in there yet, but I look forward to it. So that's Josh Dixon, Nathan Kauser, and Desiree Bush in the Annex Theater's production of a new play called The King of Howard Street. So, Judy, this play is about the homeless. It's written by a former homeless man, but it's performed by actors who are portraying the homeless. So how convincing are they in those roles?
They are pretty convincing, Tom. From the start in the theater, there's a lot of what I would call ambient activity. The actors playing the homeless swarm around and in front of the audience. They're begging and panhandling from the audience. The show is directed by Rosalind Cawthon, who just finished her first academic year as head of the theater department at the Baltimore School for the Arts. She was head of education at Baltimore Center Stage before that. And she has coached these actors quite well. There are nine actors playing homeless characters, and they give very well-observed performances. They give a good sense of the homeless squatter culture, and they play a wide range of homeless characters. For example, there's a very angry, seemingly mentally unstable man. There's a couple who are very serious drug addicts and very into each other. I should, at this point, issue a caveat that there is simulated sexual activity and a lot of profanity in this play. There's a pregnant or seemingly pregnant panhandler. And these people form a kind of community. Sometimes they stay in the same squat, or as they call it, a bando. That's short for abandoned building. A few times, some of them will go to the same shelter, and they keep tabs on each other. Anthony, the protagonist, is the most centered of these characters. We don't learn much of the backstory about most of these characters, which is a shortcoming in the script. We learn a little more about Anthony. He had a factory job, he had a wife, but he also was addicted to crack and to alcohol. A few times we see him on the phone. It's not at all clear who he's talking to. That's one of several elements that I'm afraid is not clear in this play. I should say the show doesn't glorify the homeless. We see some very grim things happen. There are some deaths off stage. Talking about one of them, a young man who died of an overdose, Anthony gives a very candid description of the homeless community, really at its worst.
We are all the best of people in the world. I mean, just be around us for a while. You'll see stabbing, murder, stealing, abuse, domestic violence, imposing on other people with no shame or humility. Then we take until there's nothing left. Then we'll look you right in the face as if nothing happened. It's not my fault. I didn't do it.
That was Joshua Dixon. He plays the lead in The King of Howard Street. So, Judy, are all of the characters homeless people? And who is, by the way, ultimately the King of Howard Street?
Well, there are two other actors in the show. And in the program, their characters are identified as buzzard-winged figures. There's a reference in the script to a legend about slaves who escaped their chains, grew black wings, and flew back to Africa. So I think that's the source of these characters. The buzzard characters mainly seem like menacing creatures. This is accentuated by the fact that the same actors play really mean authority figures, guards who bar the doors to some of the abandoned buildings or who won't let the homeless into overcrowded shelters in freezing weather. As to who the King of Howard Street is, you might think that's Anthony because this is a play about his story, but it's not that simple. One of the problems with the play is that the king's identity is very vague. I suspect he is someone who has risen out of the homeless culture. We're told that he gives Anthony occasional small jobs, but this is Anthony's play. It would make much more sense if the play were actually named for him in some way. The play in general needs more editing. Obviously, a lot has been done, but in terms of the production, some of that, what I called ambient activity, could actually be tightened. And besides this murky identity of the title character, there is unclear action. At the end of the first act, one of the homeless drug addicts seems to die, and he's led off by the buzzard characters, but then he's back in the second act. I should also mention, Tom, the show is not all spoken text. There's some dance, and there's some music. Anthony Williams included some poetry in his journals, in his notebooks, and some of that has been set to music by an actress named Christian Harris, and that's quite lovely.
All right, so this is the first production, as we mentioned earlier, at this new art center, Le Mondo. So tell us a little bit more about Le Mondo. We got, 30 seconds left. I mean, as theater spaces go, is this one a good one?
Well, the theater space, which is most of what's open right now, has a 95-person occupancy. It's a flexible space, which is something I always like. This particular show has the audience seated on two sides of the stage. The building was built in 1916, and it turns out that it was built as a theater, a movie theater, and they have a copy of a bill from 1917 that has a movie starring Francis X. Bushman, the Baltimore-born movie star. The building housed Uniform City, but right before Le Mondo. It has some artist studios. There will be more when they extend to the two other buildings. It's clearly a very big project. It's still a work in progress. There's a lot to be done, but how nice is it that three theater companies now have a new home?
And a good addition to the scene. That's
absolutely
terrific. All right, so the Annex Theater production of The King of Howard Street. It's at this new place, Le Mondo. That's the new performance space on Howard Street, and it's there until a week from Sunday, and we'll have a link to details about showtimes on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, what are we going to talk about?
Next week, we're going to talk about Everyman Theater's production of the British farce Noises Off, the production that you previewed last Friday on the show.
And it sounded like fun. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I look forward to it. Well, we will see you next Thursday. I look forward to that as well.
Me too.
Lunch for our midday guest today is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. Newsweek.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's the Midday News Wrap with Kamau High of the Afro-American Newspaper and Dr. KY's Whitehead of Loyola University. Plus, a special treat, you'll get to meet and hear the music of Austin Coughlin, the composer of the Midday theme music. We look forward to that. I hope you can join us. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for all your calls and emails and tweets today. We very much appreciate it. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.